Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Our congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 111, the stanzas 3 and 4. O Lord, my God, how manifold thy wondrous works which I behold, and all thy loving, gracious thought thou hast bestowed on man, and what follows. Psalter 111, the stanzas 3 and 4. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Proverbs 1, at the verses 7 through 33. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Proverbs 1, beginning with the 7th verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us look privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. A wisdom crieth without, as she uttereth her voice in the streets, as she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have said it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Mary Vandenberg, who may return home from the hospital, and in the day of tomorrow with her husband hope to commemorate their 54th wedding anniversary, and Mr. Jan and Colby Verduin, who hope to remember their 40th wedding anniversary this week. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, almighty, all-knowing, a righteous and merciful God in the heavens, then it has pleased thee in the way of thy great goodness and in the way of thy patient long-suffering to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day. Then already 4 months of this newly begun year have quickly run their course, and we may enter the fifth month, and then also in the past week, then thy mercies have been multiplied over a wayward and a sinful people, O Lord. And may it please thee to grant an impression thereof, and may a ray of thy divine love penetrate into our cold hearts, and may we have eyes to see all thy mercies which have been multiplied, and that in a difference with so many of our fellow travelers, where also many of them have been ushered into eternity, and over the length and the breadth of the earth, there are so many troubles and so many distresses. There are many sick also with the virus, many in the hospital. Then we commend all the suffering and the persecuted ones unto thee. Wilt thou grant them a place at thy footstool? And may all the trials and afflictions, may they be used, that sinners may be turned unto thee, the living God, by the work of thy Holy Spirit. And now, Lord, thou grantest by renewal that the doors of thy house have been opened, and a portion of the congregation may come up to thy house, but also a portion remains in their dwellings. And may that truly be our burden, and may it be our sin and our guilt. And now, Lord, we humbly ask of thee that thou may remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Thou knowest how we have spent a week, what we have been busy with, whether it was only with the timely things, or whether there were also solemn thoughts of thee, of our sin, of our journey, of judgment and eternity, and exercises to that end. Lord, then thou also knowest in the past week whether we have lived, whether this was our continuing habitation, as if this is our eternity, or whether there have been exercises that we may be prepared, because we need, as a poor sinner, to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. And then thou also knowest perfectly how that we have awoken this morning, and how we have placed ourselves under the means of grace, O Lord. And may many sighs have been sent up unto thee, the living God, that thou may remember us as a people, that thou may pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure, for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Lord, may there have souls come up with a true soul's need that have been given to beg at thy throne of grace. Oh, so unworthy, so undeserving, perhaps souls for whom it can no more. But, thou wast promised for the hungry and for the thirsty, that there shall be food in thy house. And may that be realized in this morning hour and on this Sabbath day. Lord, bless then thy holy word. Oh, for the conversion of sinners, boys and girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones, and in the light of eternity, then there is not such a great difference in our age. And it is written in thy holy word, that there is but a step between us and death, O Lord. May then matters take place in this morning that shall have value for body and for soul, that shall have value for time and for eternity. Spare us and our children, that we deceive not our poor souls, perhaps a few souls in our midst. That is their trouble and that is their question. They cannot deny that it has all become different. They cannot deny what thou wast done. But still so many riddles, so many perplexity, and the burden of sin upon their shoulders. And may it please thee to be a surprising God. Oh, thou hast recorded in the scriptures, after thy dear son is resurrected from the dead, that thou wast visitest thy church. Wilt thou also do it in this morning, our Lord? Then we commend thy church unto thee, over the length and the breadth of the earth, from the north to the south, and from the east and from the west. Wilt thou richly bless thy holy word? Remember the established churches, oh, do uphold the persecuted church, those that are in prison, those that are perishing, those that are being tortured, and their dear ones with many uncertainties. Oh, place underneath thy everlasting arms, and in the way of persecution, and may they be given to experience that thou art the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Lord. Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Oh, in the way of understanding and above all, in the way of experience, oh, to be given to experience that there is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Wilt thou graciously provide an administrator, another church worker, Lord? Remember the manifold needs amongst us. Then thou wast granted that a mother may return home from the hospital, although very frail and very weak. Ah, may it please thee to further bless the means for the strengthening of her body. Thou wast spared the brittle thread of her life. And when thou granteth it in the day of tomorrow, together with her husband, then they hope to commemorate that thou wast spared them for 54 years in the bond of holy matrimony. Oh, make it a special day for them, and may they be humbled. Above all things, be mindful of their never-dying souls. Then our brother deacon, together with his wife, toward the end of this week, hope to commemorate that thou hast been a faithful God for 40 years, where thou wast kept, where thou wast spared, where thou wast cared, where thou hast provided for in their married life. Ah, wilt thou also grant unto them a low place at thy footstool with a desire that thou may be glorified. Remember all who hope to remember milestones in their life, Lord. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, all the elderly ones, all under the physician's care, the sick relatives. Remember the crosses and the burdens. May we be given to remember one another at the throne of grace. Lord, remember prodigal sons and daughters. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee, when thy word may be opened, Ah, wilt thou open thy word indeed? Ah, wilt thou grant a few words to speak? And may thy word be accompanied with power divine. Ah, that it may enter the hearts, and that it may bring forth a good fruit. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that without the application of the Holy Spirit, oh, it is true, we can be troubled. There can be conviction, still a blessing in this dark and evil day. But, oh, come over with thy love. Take possession of our hearts, and then we shall be given to us, Lord. What wilt thou have me to do? Go so from bench to bench, and from chair to chair, from dwelling to dwelling, and from heart to heart. Ah, Lord, pass us not by. We have to confess that we are not worthy of the same, but, oh, wonder-doing God, wilt thou then do wonders amongst us and our children? Virtue, the meritorial work of thy dear Son, oh, may it be experienced in a special way, that he is arisen indeed. Lord, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. A Psalter 4, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. Oh, wherefore do the nations rage, and kings and rulers strive in vain, against the Lord of earth and heaven, to overthrow a Messiah's reign? And what follows? The extra collection today is for the school. Psalter 4, the first four stanzas. Thank you. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Proverbs 1, the verses 24 through 28, where God's word and our text reads thus, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Our text words speak of wisdom's solemn calling to the sons of men. With three thoughts in the first place, the magnitude of this calling. In the second place, the rejection of this calling. And in the third place, the judgments upon the rejection of this calling. A wisdom's solemn calling to the sons of men. The magnitude of this calling, which we can find in the verses 24 and 25, because we read of four matters. I have called, have stretched out my hand, my counsel, and my reproof. Secondly, the rejection of this calling, which we also find in the verses 24 and 25, and then by renewal for matters, and ye refused, and no man regarded, said it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. And then thirdly, the judgments upon the rejection of this calling in the verses 26, 27, and 28. Beloved congregation, we read in this chapter, the first chapter of Proverbs, in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And that is now necessary for each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest. And then Solomon has added many times in the book of Proverbs, then he places two matters over against each other, then in opposition to the fear of the Lord. Then we read, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Thus, two kinds of people. There are two peoples upon the earth. A people who in their natural state are still those foolish ones that despise wisdom. But the Lord also has a people upon the earth who have been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit and may have become possessors of the fear of the Lord. And now many times in the book of Proverbs, then Solomon says, my son, that of course also includes daughters. Then especially in the first chapters of Proverbs, then many a times he is given to address the youth, because a Solomon has experienced that when we are young, then our hearts are still more tender and more open to instruction. Is that so still, youth? That our hearts are still more tender and more open for instruction and not so much taken up in the things of the world. And then before we come to our text, then as Solomon is given to warn against many other voices, the voices of the devil, of the world and our evil heart. And to that end, in verse 8, my son, my daughter, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Then further in verse 10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. In verse 15, my son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their paths. Thus Solomon, before we come to our text, then he is given to admonish against many other voices that lead us on the wrong path. And now in verse 20, then Solomon begins to speak of wisdom, crieth without, as she uttereth her voice in the streets. Who must we now understand when Solomon speaks of wisdom? That is the Lord, and that is further clarified in Proverbs 8. Where in that chapter then we clearly read that wisdom, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, because we read in verse 14 of chapter 8, a counsel is mine and sound wisdom. Then we read in verse 23 that before the earth was, that from everlasting he was set up. Then we read in verse 30 that he was delighting in the presence of his father. Thus when we read of that wisdom that crieth, that is the Lord Jesus Christ in his prophetical office. And then further before our text, she uttereth her voice in the streets as she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city, as she uttereth her words, saying, thus that wisdom is given to cry loudly, how long, ye simple ones, well, ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. And then verse 23, then a loving admonishment, turn you at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. Ah, the Lord has promised that the means of grace shall be blessed, that the Spirit is gathering a church, thus congregation, then in this morning, then we cannot say it is of no avail. It is written in verse 23, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. And then we have our text concerning the manifold labors that the Lord bestows upon the children of men. Oh, then our text begins with that word because, and that word includes each and every one of us, where we have been born under the truth, where the truth may be proclaimed unto us. And now we have said that Solomon, by the inspiration, then he is given to mention four matters, and therefore the magnitude of this calling. And then we first read, because I have called, that is the calling by excellent wisdom, because in the margin of our Bible concerning that word wisdom in verse 20, then it is written excellent wisdom, and in Dutch it has been translated as the opposite of eyesight. Thus the excellent wisdom is speaking unto us and our children in this morning. And then how true it is, because I have called, yea, I am calling in this very moment. And how long, how often the Lord has called unto us as little boys and girls. And then we have heard the Bible read, the Bible explained by our fathers and our mothers. And then we have come up to God's house so often to have heard the word of God expounded. Ah, then the Lord says unto us, because I have called. And that word calling, that means to utter in a loud voice. And why is that now so necessary? Because of the urgency of the matter. We are traveling to a never-ending eternity, and there is but a step between us and death. Oh, then there is a loud calling, because sinners are so asleep. As we read even of a Jonah in the bottom of the ship with a great storm, then the shipmaster has called loudly. Oh, then there is a loud calling because of the great danger, boys and girls. If we now saw a house on fire and we knew there were people in that house during the night, would we not go to that house? And that we would call unto that people that there is fire that they must escape for their life's sake. Thus we read in our text, because I have called. Oh, then the excellent wisdom, then he calls by his law to show unto us our sins. Then he has called unto us in this morning hour. When the law was read and the law was heard, the manifold sins also of the past week. But then the Lord calls by his precious gospel that there is a way that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. Then the Lord calls that for seekers they shall truly become finders. Do we not read in Proverbs 8 verse 17, those that seek me early, they shall find me, because I have called. Oh, how great the callings have been for us and our children. But now in our text words, then the Lord even describes that magnitude of that calling further. We would think that when excellent wisdom is calling unto us and our children, that we would say with that little Samuel in 1 Samuel 3 verse 10, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Then we would think that we would say with the Saul, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And how has it now been with that calling? Because the Lord, he calls through his word. From Genesis 1 through Revelation 22, he calls by law and by gospel. He calls by threatenings and by promises. And how is it now with that calling? But now our text words. Oh, the excellent wisdom. Then what a labor he bestows upon the souls of the children of men. Because I have called, but also because I have stretched out my hand. And when we read that I have stretched out my hand, that is accompanied with that first point, with that calling. And then we can speak of that providential hand, as our instructors have described providence in Lord's Day number 10. Then the Lord stretches out his hand with his great mercies. Have we not received many mercies in the week that lies behind us? Have we paused? Were we given to see all those mercies? We have sung together from Psalter 111, Psalm 40, where the psalmist has declared that he has tried to number them, but it was not possible. Oh, then he has stretched forth his hand in the way of keeping, in the way of protecting. Do we not sometimes say that sometime under serious circumstances, the Lord puts his hand between us and death? Oh, then the Lord has stretched out his hand. Thus our second point, that is accompanied with our first point, with that speaking, thus that shows, that reveals the mercies and the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, when we think of that stretching out that hand, we also use our hand to point out the way. Oh, then has the Lord not pointed out that way of salvation unto us and our children? Where in the weeks that lie behind us, we have commemorated Christ crucified, but also Christ risen. Oh, I have stretched out my hand. Sometime in daily life when there is danger, then we put up our hand to tell someone to stop, that they will not go forward into that danger. Oh, does the Lord not stretch out his hand unto us and our children? Because I have stretched out my hand. And then we would think by renewal that upon that stretching out, that we would say with the psalmist of Psalm 139, verse 10, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Thus, the Lord calling, the Lord stretching out his hand, but now even further, because we read in verse 25, of my counsel. And when we think of that expression, my counsel, then we have said that wisdom, that is that excellent wisdom. Then we think of Isaiah 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Counselor. What wonderful Counselor, mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Oh, then the excellent wisdom, then he counsels the children of men. Oh, when they are in difficulties, then is there not much counsel in God's Word for us and our children concerning our daily life? When there are difficulties, when there are trials, when we are overwhelmed, when we are mourning, then our text speaks of that counsel. But even more so, what a counsel there is for poor sinners traveling to that never-ending eternity. Do we not read in Revelation 3, verse 18, that I counsel of thee to buy gold tried of fire? Oh, what a counsel there is for poor and needy sinners that are burdened with their sins. And now concerning that counsel, how was that now with us? Because with our text, of course, when we consider our text words, then we can consider our nation. Applicable words under the judgments of the Lord. But let us now stay with ourselves, then we have enough in this morning. Because our text that speaks of you, that speaks of ye, thus let us remain with ourselves. And whose counsel do we listen to? Is it the world, the devil, the lust of our flesh, or my counsel spoken by that excellent wisdom? And then we would think, under such a labors upon our soul, would then more be necessary? Because we have heard it, I have called by my word, I have stretched out my loving hand, invited poor sinners. And now thirdly, when we come in difficulties, when we are overwhelmed, then I have counseled thee through the word of God. Then we would think that all people, that they would fall on their knees and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and to be given to humbly ask, Lord, take me by heart and hand. Wilt thou lead me? May not more be necessary. But then we see in our text that there is still a fourth point, and then we read of my reproof. Thus that speaks of the warnings that the Lord grants, that speaks of punishment, that speaks of chastisement, that the Lord sends these things upon us and our children, that we may hear his voice, that the first three, that they may receive more meaning. Oh, do we not read so often of the children of Israel, that the Lord has sent many reproofs, that the Lord has chastised them many times? Oh, the Lord deals so kindly. When we read Amos 4, then first five lesser judgments before they would be taken into captivity. Thus, that reproof, when the children of men, when they do not hear sermons with their ears, then the Lord causes that they are given to feel those sermons in the flesh. Do we not read many times in the prophets that the Lord has sent his chastisements? Oh, in Joel 2 verse 1, then we read, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Thus calling, stretched out hand, counsel, and reproof. And now tell me, congregation, what more can the Lord now do? Is that sometime our thoughts? Under his word, under the Lord's solemn speaking, under the virus, much has become different. What more can the Lord do for us and our children? Are we ever troubled therewith? That bring us on our knees and say, Ach, Lord, all those 4 points. And now our second thought, that is now the pointed question, what fruit have those first 4 points wrought in our hearts and in our lives? And then our second thought, the rejection of this calling. Then we are given to see, congregation, the power of sin, the power of the world, and the power of the devil. Because Solomon has said concerning that calling, because I have called and ye refused. And concerning the second point, then we read, no man. That refers to man by nature. That no man, that he shall truly give heed to those callings. Those words, no man, as in the Bible, many times we read of all, that many times means the greater part. When we read in verse 24, no man, the Lord has a remnant. By free and sovereign grace, and by the work of the Holy Spirit, then it has become different. And then we are given to lament, because congregation, when the Lord converts us, when we have become somewhat older, then the Lord brings our former life all back. And then this text word, oh, then we are given to weep bitter tears. And then we become that no man. Then we become the guilty. Oh, then we are given to weep. And then we are given to confess. And then we are given to ask for a people for which verse 24 and 25 so applies. Then they are given to think perhaps back upon a serious sermon, but which soon they have placed to the side. Then they are given to think when the Lord has stretched out his hand, that the Lord has wonderfully spared them. Then they are given to think, oh, that there was a begging of the servants of the Lord, that they would turn unto the Lord, oh, that precious counsel concerning the things of the Lord. Then they are given to think when the Lord has reproved them, when the Lord has come against them, and after a while they have put it to the side and have continued, then they become that no man. But now in this morning is the question, whether we are still boldly continuing on that way with our four points of our second thought. And then first we read upon that calling of the Word of God, the preaching of law and gospel. Then we read, and ye have refused. And that word in the original, that does not only speak of ignorance, does not make us free, but that makes a blunt and a bold refusal to listen to the Word of God. When we are warned, then we say, no, I shall walk my own life. I shall follow the world. I shall not hearken to the voice of excellent wisdom. Thus a plain refusal to bow under the authority of God's holy word. Oh, then we see how far that we have fallen. The depravity of our human nature, that we are so dead in sins and trespasses, because I have called and ye have refused. That means that we choose for the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, above the word of God. And ye have refused. Are you still that ye congregation? Is that your name? It's true, by nature, then we shall not seek the Lord in the right way, but we have said that word refused is a blunt refusal to bow under the authority of God's word. Then secondly, concerning that hand I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Why are there so few that regard the hand of the Lord? Oh, it can be that we are so busy. We live in a busy time. And we are called to be diligent. But so busy with the things of the earth that we do not notice and recognize the stretched out hand of the Lord. Think of the parable in Luke 14. King has made a great supper, sent forth the servants. The one has bought a piece of land, another 5 yoke of oxen, and another one has married a wife. Thus they have not given heed. Thus so taken up in the things of the world that we do not recognize the hand of the Lord. How has it been in the past week with the mercies of the Lord? Has there been a time, a moment, we were given to consider that bountiful hand that the Lord has given unto us and our children? So many blessings above most of our fellow travelers to eternity. Have we regarded that hand? Has it made us small and given us to consider who that stretched out hand was to? And that is a sinner, transgressor from the womb, of so unthankful. Heeding not so often the callings of the Lord. Thus concerning that stretched out hand, and no man regarded. Has that ever become our guilt? It is true. Sometime it can take place with that stretched out hand. When the Lord spares us, that later when we are given to reflect upon that stretched out hand, that then it may become a wonder and that we may become small. But now in our text means no man regarded at the moment and not later either. Then what about the third? Oh, do we not see the long-suffering patience of the Lord with all those labors that he bestows upon us and our children? Has that ever become a wonder that the Lord bestows so many labors? He calls, he stretches out his hand, and now when we come into trouble, does the Lord then say, you have not heeded to my calling and my stretched out hand? Thus now you are in trouble. Now you must try to solve it yourself. No, then the Lord still says, call upon me in the day of trouble. Open wide thy mouth. Seek me early. Then the Lord still comes with his word. Also for our difficulties and trials in daily life, that through his word, then the Lord still points a way of repentance and turning unto the Lord. And now concerning that counsel, then we would think that finally we would read something different. Oh, how was it in our life? Boys and girls, how is it now in our life? With that calling and the goodness of the Lord, have we ever learned to bow and to cry? Young and old, then we would think that finally with our third point, with my counsel, then there would be a people on their knees, and then they would say, Lord, we thank thee that thou art willing still to have dealings with us, that in our troubles and in our trials and with our sins, that thou doth not leave us to ourself, but that thou art still counseling us. But, very strong language, but ye have said it not all my counsel. Thus not willing even to consider so much and so deeply that counsel, but to set it aside, not hearken to it, to continue on our own way in our sins and trespasses, and away in enmity to the Lord. And now one more point. What about that reproof? Then we would think that finally, that a sinner, when the Lord comes to chastise, when the Lord comes to punish, because he punishes the unconverted, and when the Lord sends trials, when he sends sickness, a virus, when he sends difficulties on the farm, in the business, trials in the family circle, then we would think that with the fourth point, that finally all would have taken long. Because the calling, they refused. Also the stretched out hand they have not considered. They have set the counsel of the Lord at naught. They have listened to the world and to the devil. No obedience. Then we would think with the fourth point that finally, that the sinner would be given to bow and to acknowledge his guilt concerning those first three points, to say with an Ezra 9 verse 13, thou wast not punished us according as our sins deserve. Then we would surely think with those punishments, when the Lord sends judgments upon a person, upon a family, upon a nation, that there would be a bowing in the dust with a confession of sin and asking if there was still mercy with the Lord for such a one. But that we do not read. I read in Zechariah 7 verse 11, they stop their ears that they do not hear. Then before our text, then we read, and I will, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. Then there are also common workings of the Holy Spirit. Because in Genesis 6 verse 3 we read, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And in the Bible, we do not only read of the sin against the Holy Ghost blasphemy, but we also read of rebelling, vexing, grieving, and quenching the Holy Spirit. Thus, what a solemn commentary upon the children of men when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ, that excellent wisdom. In Luke 19, the verses 41 and 42, when he has come to Jerusalem, that he has wept over it. And he has said, if thou knew what belongeth to thy peace, even in this day, but it is hidden from thine eyes. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together as a hen or chickens under her wings, but ye would not. Thus four callings and four results. And now the question is, are we still that no man? Are we still that ye, that you? that we must say in this morning, Lord, that now vividly describes my life. For children, not so many years, young people, some more, older ones, many years, that we have refused to hearken to the callings of the living God, O congregation, to still the day of grace. May then in this day you be given to seek a secret place and tell the Lord how it is, and humbly ask the Lord to convert you as he has converted all his people, and that you may learn that you are no man, and to be given to humbly ask whether there is still counsel for such a sinner as I am. Let us first sing. Psalter 255, the stanzas 3 and 4. To the Lord such might revealing, let us come with reverence meet. And before our Maker kneeling, let us worship at his feet. And what follows, 255, 3 and 4. our wisdom's solemn calling to the sons of men. At the magnitude of this calling, at the rejection of this calling, and now thirdly, the judgments upon the rejection of this calling. And then we read in verse 26, I also. That is upon the because of verse 24. And then we must agree, congregation, when we have heard those 4 points, that the Lord is very long-suffering over the children of men. Has that ever become a wonder for us and our children? The patient long-suffering of the Lord, that the earth still bears, and that the heaven still covers, but it shall come to an end. And therefore we read, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh, figurative way of speaking, and with the Lord, based upon his perfect righteousness and holiness, and set in a holy indignation, because he is of purer eyes than to behold evil, and he cannot look on iniquity. And now concerning that fear, then we also read of 4 matters. In verse 27, thus, of 4 matters in our first point, of 4 matters in our second point, and 4 matters in our third point. We have heard from Lord's Day number 4 that the Lord in his justice, that he must and shall punish temporally and eternally. And now our last point, that concerns both. It also concerns already when the Lord comes with his judgments upon the earth. Then we read, when your fear cometh as desolation. Oh, when the Lord comes with his judgments and he sends desolation upon the earth. Boys and girls, young and old, think of the time of Noah. Then the Lord is called through Noah, stretched out his hand. Oh, counsel, then Noah has said, people, see that door in the ark. In that ark there is safety, because desolation shall come. But if you refuse to hearken, then it shall be terrible what it was for that people when the door was shut and when the heavens were opened. And then it was too late. Then we read, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. In our day we call a whirlwind many times a tornado. Very scarce here, but there are parts upon the world where many tornadoes come. Undoubtedly we have seen pictures. And then when the Lord comes with his power and with his majesty, with a tornado, no one that could stop it, destroys everything. The Lord speaks in a special way. In a moment, everything is gone. And now the Lord says, for that people that refuses to bow under the word of God, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. And then 2 more words, when distressed. Oh, when a person is distressed, difficulties, troubles, overwhelmed, and what a distressed people there are upon the world. What a distresses there can be in personal life, family life, business life, can be in the church. You can multiply it out, and anguish cometh upon you. That is the justice of the Lord and the punishment of sinners who refuse to hearken to the word of God, but who boldly and bluntly refuse and continue to walk in and with the world. And then, verse 28, then, oh, may the Lord grant that there may be a then in this morning, that the Lord may use this solemn message, that there may be sinners pricked in their heart, and that they would have to go home and say, Lord, I am now the boy or girl, the man or woman for so many years stopped my ears, listened to the world, but may there be a then in this precious day of grace, because in verse 28, then shall they call upon me. When the children of Israel were taken into captivity, when Nebuchadnezzar has come and burned up the city and the temple, what a bowing of the knees when it was possible, a folding of the hands, but at least what a petitions must have been sent up when fathers and mothers and their children, when they were bound together and taken to that faraway Babylon, how they must have begged with tears that the Lord would yet deliver them. Oh, undoubtedly there must have been many that have made promises to the Lord, that they said, Lord, if we may now stay in our own country, then I shall promise to hearken to the prophets and to thy word. Then I shall take the idols out of my house, and then I shall follow thee in sown and unsown ways. Then they shall begin to do what they have never done before, in sincerity and uprightness. What a form prayers. Let us stay with ourselves in this morning. But then there shall be a real need, and there shall be a real crying. Of course, not a true prayer, but still a prayer only to be delivered. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer and hear with those callings. Then the Lord says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. What an exhortations and what a promises concerning prayer. But here they did not listen to the calling, to that stretched out hand, to the Lord's counsel, that the Lord counsels us with all our needs and with all our sins to bow our knees and to call mightily upon the Lord. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early. Oh, we have mentioned the text, Proverbs 8, verse 17. Those that seek me early shall find me. Ah, have we become a seeker? Then we shall hearken to the word of God. Although, of course, the church, oh, much trouble with self, with the devil, and with the world, that they have to confess that so often they believe the devil quicker than the Lord. But now to remain with our text, that people that have boldly and bluntly refused but I will not answer. The Lord shall go through with his judgments. They shall seek me, but they shall not find me. That is already here in the time. And what shall it be, young and old, if we have to go lost? And then it shall be forever and forever too late, all in hell. There shall not be that true praying and that true seeking, because then there shall be such a bitter enmity, and then there shall be cursing, young and old. No man. Are we now that no man? How shall it then be when the Lord cometh with his judgments? And how shall it then be at the day of death, when those 4 points, when they shall rise up against us, and then there shall be no more counsel, to buy that wine and milk without money and without price. But now today, then through our text, then the Lord still calleth, that we may be given to return. The Lord tells us in this day, open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. The Lord says, seek me early, and ye shall find me. Then in this morning, with our solemn text, that I may not let you go till I may counsel you. What also we find at the end of this chapter, first in verse 32, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools. It can be also our prosperity, that we do not hearken so busy with our prosperity, and that we do not hearken to the counsel of the Lord. But now listen. After our text, not a big period, then we would have to despair. It is true, to despair of self, but congregation with the Lord, there is still a way. He still declares that there is grace sufficient through that excellent wisdom who has come upon this earth, who has suffered and who has died. And therefore, listen. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. The Lord grant the application by his Spirit. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of us and our children, and that we may receive our guilt home, and that we may become that no man. Then it shall still be a wonder that in thy long suffering, that we may still have a place upon the earth and under the means of grace, and that thou still callest, stretchest out thy hand, that thou counsels, and that thou still reproves. Lord, grant the application by thy Holy Spirit, and for those that have become that man, those that he have become guilty, then we read of one, thy dear son who has come upon the earth, that such guilty ones that they may be saved, where he has always done the will of his Father, Lord. Remember in the furtherance of this day, bring the congregation under the means of grace in this afternoon hour. Wilt thou remember our brother elder? Make it easy for him. grant an opening at the throne of grace. May he be given to taste of what he reads. O Alto, add thy blessing. O Alto, grant traveling mercies. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 207, the four stanzas. A God is known among his people, every mouth his praises fill. From of old he hath established his abode on Zion's hill. And what follows, Psalter 207, the four stanzas. And we wish to announce, the Lord willing, the second wedding announcement of Darren Matthew van Driesta and Denise Jacqueline Slingeland. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, May 7, at 10 a.m., with Reverend Adams officiating. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. And the time for baptism registration scheduled for Thursday, May 6, has been changed from 7:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Psalter 207, the four stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.